Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Keeping the Wolves at Bay. November 9, 2010, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding those who persecute the Lord's servants, because of the volumes of truth. Thus says the Lord. Have I not said? Whatsoever one finds to justify their rejection of my word, let it be sufficient for them. For what are their accusations to me? Wind. Refuse. Fit to be thrown out, or cast upon the dunghill. Therefore, let them have their self-perceived victory, and sit at ease in their rebellion. Let them revel in their hubris, and walk boldly in their wickedness, until death comes to claim them. But let not my servants return evil for evil. Rather let them pray. Again I say to you, let them alone. For the wicked do always open their mouths against me. They cease not from speaking against my servants, with a froward mouth, and a lying tongue. They fight against me without cause, returning evil for good, and hatred for my love. Thus they remain in their sins, their guilt uncovered, as they continue to tread the wide path. For vanity is a rope, and pride builds the gallows. Envy leads to hate, and jealousy brings forth evil thoughts. Therefore, I ask you, what part do you have with them? Says the Lord.